The gap between when Tusla receive reports on child welfare concerns and when a child's name is actually placed on the register, the GRA's objection to money being taken from the Garda budget to foot the security bill during Mike Pence's visit, and Tipperary's victory over Kilkenny at Croke Park yesterday are some of the stories and pictures which you'll find on your front pages this morning. The Irish Times leads with a new report on Tusla, which found that there was a gap of several years between when the agency received reports of welfare concerns about children and when their names were actually placed on the child protection register. On average, children referred to Tusla five times before their case was placed in the system. For its lead story today, meanwhile, the Echo reports that waiting lists for the child and adolescent mental health services in the Cork and Kerry region are almost twice as high as in any other region in the country. Following the leaking of documents over the weekend, which revealed that a hard border seems likely in the event of the UK crashing out of the EU, the Irish Independent leads today with the potential knock-on effect on our budget and how a €5 increase in the pension and social welfare payments may now be in jeopardy. GRA General Secretary Pat Ennis is quoted in the lead story in today's Irish Examiner, calling on Justice Minister Charlie Flanagan to request separate funding to provide security during US Vice President Mike Pence's visit to Ireland next month, instead of taking it out of the Garda budget. More than 1,500 retired teachers returned to work to provide cover last year, an increase of 19% on the previous year. That's according to the lead story in today's Irish Daily Mail. The Irish Sun leads today with the results of a Red Sea poll in which 41% of those polled said that they were happy with the Taoiseach's performance, down from 43% 3 weeks ago. The death of 79-year-old convicted sex offender John Adams, who was serving four life sentences for sexually abusing three young girls in County Louth in the early 1990s, provides the lead story in the Irish Daily Mirror. For its lead story, the Herald reports today on a Garda operation to apprehend a gang which is ransacking cars parked at graveyards in Dublin and Wicklow. Back on the front of the Irish Times, it's reported there that the theft of catalytic converters from cars has gone through the roof because of the soaring price of precious metals contained in the devices. The Irish Daily Star leads today with an interview with Mark Conlon, who runs Hamill's Bar in RD, County Louth, who's posted a video of himself pouring Conor McGregor's whiskey down the sink, since he says he won't be serving the MMA fighter's whiskey in his pub because he objects to his behaviour, following the widespread circulation of a video last week which allegedly showed him punching a man in a Dublin pub. A number of papers run with front page shots of Tipperary captain Seamus Callanan kissing the Liam McCarthy Cup after his team beat Kilkenny in the hurling final at Croke Park yesterday. The Independent, meanwhile, runs with the shot of Seamus's mum Mary proudly planting a kiss on her son's cheek. Another shot, which is carried in lots of today's papers, is a wedding picture of television presenter Catherine Thomas marrying Pádraig McLaughlin at Kilkee Castle in County Kildare yesterday in a low-cut, backless ivory silk dress. And finally, the Examiner reports today on sightings of a bottlenose dolphin called Spurtle off the coast, the south and east coast of Ireland this summer. Spurtle hit the headlines back in 2016 when she became stranded in mud off the coast of Scotland and was badly sunburned, losing a lot of skin on her back as a result. She was rescued and refloated at the time, but wasn't expected to survive. But she has, and the striking black and white markings left on her back as a result of her sunburn have made her particularly easy to identify.